ओम शांति।
टुडे द हाईएस्ट ऑन हाई फादर इज हैप्पी टू सी हिज एलिवेटेड चिल्ड्रन ऑफ ऑल फोर कॉर्नर्स। You children are the most elevated, that is the highest of all amongst all the souls of the world. People in the world also talk about the highest in the world, but that is only for one life, for one birth. But you children are the highest and the most elevated ones in the whole Kalpa. You have been the most elevated of all in the whole Kalpa. You know about this, don't you? Look at your
anadikal
eternal stage, the original stage. In that stage, all of you souls are those who stay very close, very near the Father. Can you visualize it? In your original form, you are very close with the Father. You are such elevated souls who are very close to the Father. All are with the Father anyway, but your place is very near.
Ucce te ucce.
Therefore, in your original form, you are the highest on high. Then, at the beginning of the cycle,
sabhi bacche, devapada, tari,
when all the children are in their deity form, with the deity status, are you able to remember your divine deity form? Beginning, you are embodiments of all attainments too. In all your four forms, that is, your body, mind, wealth, relationships, in all four ways, you are complete. You are fully accomplished with all attainments. No one else, no other soul ever gets such a high deity status. Whether there are prophet souls or religious souls, but no one attains the stage you attain, in which you get all the attainments whereby no one there experiences to be lacking in anything. Then come to the middle period in the cycle. Even in that middle period of the cycle, you souls become worthy of being worshipped. That is, your images are worshipped. No other souls are worshipped in an accurate manner, in the way you are worshipped.
Jaise aap puja atma
you souls are worshipped. In such an accurate manner in which no other soul is ever worshipped. For example, every action you perform is also worshipped. Why? Because you become karma yogis, yogis in action. Therefore, every action of yours is worshipped. That is, it becomes holy. Even if there are religious souls or great souls, their images are worshipped too in the temples. They are kept along with the deity images, but they are not worshipped in the way the deities are worshipped. Therefore, even in the middle period, you are the highest. That is, you are the most elevated ones. And then come to the last period of the cycle. Even in the last period, that is at the end of the cycle, at Sangam Yuga, you are the elevated souls. What is your speciality? In what way are you elevated now to? Himself and the Father of all humanity, that is from both Bap and Dada, the Supreme Father and the Father of humanity, you take sustenance, you also study from them, and you take Srimad from them, that is, you claim the rights from the Sadguru too. Therefore, in your original stage, the beginning stage, the middle stage, and now at the end, in the last stage, you are the highest. You are the elevated ones. आवाज़ क्यों होता है? do you have that much intoxication? Bab Dada says, now emerge this awareness in your mind, in your intellect. Create that awareness of all your attainments, that is, churn about your attainments. As much you will emerge this awareness in you, that much this awareness will lead you to spiritual intoxication and happiness. You will become powerful too. You have become such elevated souls. Do you have this firm faith that we are the highest and the most elevated ones? We were that, we have become that, and we will always become that. We will become that all the time. Do you have this faith and intoxication? This is one hand clap. So raise your hand if you think that you have the faith and intoxication. And everyone raises their hand. Double foreigners, did you raise your hand? Papa is looking at the double foreigners. Did the teachers raise their hand? And all the teachers raise their hand. There are so many teachers. What about the mothers? As you know that in this group there are mothers, more mothers, mothers swing, women swing. All mothers always swing in the swing of joy, don't you? And they raise their hand. They wave at Baba. Baba is telling them, the mothers have a lot of intoxication. What is your intoxication? That Baba has come for us. Do you have this intoxication? From Copper Age onwards, everyone only pushed you down. This is why Baba has great love for mothers. This is why Baba has come specially for the mothers. And the mothers are so happy, they are waving at Baba, and Baba says, yes, you are very happy, but be always happy. Not now only you are happy and you are waving at Baba. But the moment you go back and sit in the train and the intoxication starts going down, it shouldn't happen that way.
Sada.
Your intoxication should be stable and imperishable. It shouldn't be intoxication of or at some occasions only, but it should be constant. Your intoxication should be constant, and that should be reflected on your faces too. Your faces should be such that even from a distance they should look like spiritual roses. Your faces should look like spiritual roses. Something which everyone likes of this spiritual organization, this university, is that the mothers here look like blooming spiritual flowers, and for women to take such a big responsibility, women to do such a big task in this organization, even the big Mahamandleshwars, the big gurus, they too understand that the mothers in this organization are instrumental ones, and that is, women are instrumental here, and they are doing such a big task in such an easy manner. So running the organization in such a smooth manner for the mothers, people say, it's not true, but people say it. What do they say? That even if two ladies stay together and work together, it's so difficult. It's too difficult for even two ladies, two women, to work together. But here, who are working together, who are instrumental, is the mothers, is it not women? Whenever people come to meet, they ask you, don't they, that, oh, women are running this organization. Don't they fight with each other? Don't they create any chaos, any problems? But they do not know. What do they not know? That these mothers, these ladies, women are not ordinary women. these mothers are those souls who have been created by God Himself. They are blessed by God Himself, and it's the blessing of God which is moving them along, which is making them move along. The brothers should not think that with this organization of women, then don't we have any place here? No, no, even you have the praise. There is praise of five Pandavas. They are praised, five Pandavas, along with the Shaktis. They show Pandavas to, they show seven Sitlas, you know, seven Shaktis, and one Pandav with them. So seven ladies and one man. So that's the ratio. Yeah. They show in Bhakti too. So it's actually without the mothers, the brothers can't do anything, and without the brothers, the mothers can't do anything. Both arms are needed. But because women have been downtrodden, they have been pushed down, this is why the father uplifts them. And what the people in the world think it impossible, that God has made it possible and is showing to the world. You are happy, mothers, aren't you? And the Bab is asking the brothers, you are happy to see the mothers, aren't you? Bab is asking the Pandavas, are you happy to see the mothers being uplifted? If the mother and the brothers are nodding their head, if Baba had not made the women instrumental, then as it is a new system, a new knowledge, and if men would be ruling here, if men would be the organizers, if men would be administrating, then people would create great upheaval. They would put obstacles in your way. They would fight against you. But because it's new and the women are in the front, therefore people don't say anything. But you are always with the Shaktis, with the mothers, Baba is telling the Pandavas. Pandavas are ahead in their task, and the sisters are ahead in their task. The whole task or every task is happening, and you are moving along smoothly by taking advice, suggestions from both the mothers as well as the Pandavas. Bab Dada keeps watching the different tasks the children do during the whole day. new plans keep coming up. New plans keep coming up all the time, and all of you are aware of the cruciality of time. And don't you see the year 99 is also ending. They say in Hindi that the cycle of 99 means 99 number is such a number which is neither, it's nearly 100 but still not 100. So you're near it but still not at it. So 99 year is also finishing. You got this year to serve. You got this year to stay free from obstacles. In the year 99, you are doing silent bhaktis too, aren't you? People in the world are so frightened, but you, as much they are getting frightened, that much you on the contrary are going into the depths of yoga, of remembrance. Silencing the mind means going into the depth of the ocean of knowledge. Picking out new jewels
jo baap dada ne pehle bhi ishaara diya hai.
Baap dada has already signaled you beforehand also that the biggest treasure
jo vartaman aur bhavishya banata hai wo hai
which elevates your present and future stage. It is the treasure of
sankalap shakti,
thoughts, determined thoughts. The power of determined thoughts is a very big power which you children possess. It you possess the power of elevated thoughts everyone has, but you possess the treasure of elevated thoughts.
Shreshtha Shakti.
Elevated thoughts, powerful thoughts. Thoughts of good wishes, thoughts of pure feelings. These are the most elevated treasures, the power to concentrate, to stabilize your mind. You have all these treasures, and as you will move along, as you will progress, you will continue to accumulate this power more and more in you. You will not waste this treasure. The main reason why you lose your strength or treasure is having waste thoughts. Bap Dada has observed that many children still waste a lot of their time in having waste thoughts. Just as you just as those who know how to economize with wealth, that is, use wealth wherever needed, they are always having wealth. They never become bankrupt. But those who are spendthrift, who spend or waste a lot of money, they are deceived. Similarly, pure elevated thoughts have so much power in them that your catching power, that is catching vibrations, that power of catching vibrations can increase a great deal if you have pure elevated thoughts in you. This wireless telephone, just as these are facilities of science doing their work of communication, similarly, the treasure of pure thoughts
is a
will do such a task. That even if you are sitting in London and that is, even if you are sitting here and there's someone sitting in London, but that soul's vibrations can be caught so clearly. Just as wireless or telephone or teleprinter or whatever other facilities of communication there are in science. There are so many facilities, no? Of science which help in communication. But even more clear than these facilities can be your catching power. On the basis of your power of stability or concentration can increase. So this catching power can increase with the power of your stability, because all these physical facilities of science are going to finish anyway, because all these facilities are based on electricity. They give happiness because there is electricity, and therefore everything is based on electricity or light, physical energy. So, if this light or electricity can do so much work, can't your spiritual light or spiritual power do the work? If you wish to catch some vibrations of anyone near you or far away from you, can't you do that too? What happens now is that your mind and intellect are not able to come on the same level of concentration. But when they come on the same level of concentration, then you can experience catching power. That is the touching in the mind and intellect. You will get many experiences through that. The moment you have a thought, based on selfless motive, that is no selfishness and a clean, clear, pure, honest thought, then that will give you a very quick experience. In front of the power of silence, in even the science is going to surrender, going to bow down. So science is going to bow down, surrender in front of the power of silence. Even at present, people are beginning to understand that science has its flaws, there's something missing which needs to be filled. This is why Bap Dada is making you underline it again. That your final stage, your final service
is Sankalap Shakti. Bahut fast karai.
Will be based on your thought power, and that will make you work very fast at the end. And therefore you need to pay more attention to this power of silence. Save it, accumulate it. It will be very useful. You will be able to do a lot of experiments through this power of silence and do more and more experimentation on it. Why is science so important? Because science can be experimented upon. That's why people think that science is doing something very good, because people can experiment upon it. So to the power of silence, can be experimented upon too, and that will then overcome the power of silence. But for that you need a lot of stability of the mind, and the basis of that stability is to control the mind. That is, the controlling of the mind is needed too. Through this controlling power, you will be able to increase your thought power, thought energy is highly praised, thought power or will power is highly praised. What do those with occult powers do? Through that, their willpower, are able to show their magical powers, temporary magical powers. You don't use occult powers, but you use the right method. And through the right way, you show your magic, which will benefit all and become a blessing for souls. Therefore, thought power if experimented upon will become like a blessing for souls. Therefore, the first thing is, first and foremost thing now is that you have to check how much controlling power you have of controlling your mind. Within a second, just as the power of science with the help of just a switch on, because the moment you switch on, it comes, you switch off, it goes. So just with a matter of switch on and off, you are able to control it. Similarly, within a second, you should be able to take your mind to wherever you want to take it, however long you want to take it, whenever you want to take it. You should be able to control that. Then you will see the success for yourself as well as in service through that power. However, Bab Dada sees Bab Dada has observed that until now there is very ordinary attention towards the accumulation of this thought energy. It isn't to the extent the attention should be there. Thoughts are the basis of the words and actions, and the basis of the thoughts, your words and actions will be automatically controlled. If you are able to control your thoughts, you'll be able to control words and actions automatically. It shouldn't be that now you should think of controlling your words, now you should pay attention to controlling your actions, your attitude. No. No need to control them separately. If your thought power is strong, then all these things, words, action, attitude, outlook, vision, everything will come under control automatically. You will be freed from labor. Therefore, understand or realize the importance of thought power. All these bhattis, silent bhattis, are meant for this purpose. So that you form a habit of silencing your mind. The habit you form here will help you, enable you to pay attention in the future, and then it will become imperishable, constant. Did you understand? Did you understand the importance of thought power? You have the biggest treasure given by the Father to you. Elevated thoughts, good wishes, pure feelings, the thoughts of these are your real treasures. Do you have this treasure? Baba has given it to all of you. You do have it. However, you accumulate it number wise. And you experiment upon it to number wise. Have you experimented upon having good wishes and pure thoughts? Have you experimented upon this? Because if you use the right method, you will definitely get success. You get success, don't you? If the right method is adopted, are you getting success? Now it is little bit. That is, you are getting little success. Gradually, it's growing, and ultimately, your thought power will become so elevated. So elevated. That even when you serve through words to someone, when you are giving Baba's message to someone, at present you give a lot of time for that, you use a lot of money for that too. And you also go through upheavals while serving. You get tired as well. However, If you serve with elevated thoughts, then all these things will be saved from. You will be saved from all these things, or freed from all these things. Therefore, increase, accumulate your thought power. By increasing your thought power, Baba's devolution will also take place quickly, will happen quickly. At present, 63 years have passed. In all these years, how many souls have you served, have been ready? Even 900,000 are not ready. And now you have to serve the whole world, you have to give the message to the whole world. How many millions of souls are there in the world? How many billions? Even up to now, God is their teacher. God is guiding them. God is making it get done through them. This is not yet clear with the people. People don't understand this yet clearly. It is a good task. And these people are doing a good work. At least this sound is there. So this sound is there. But God is getting it done through them. These words or this concept is still incognito. People don't know. Therefore, with the power of your thought energy, you'll be able to change their thoughts, and then whether at the end they say, God, we did not realize that you came, or whether they say, yes, you have come, but in any way, God will be revealed, will be realized. Therefore, Baba is drawing your attention once again. Increase your thought power and experiment upon it more and more. Did you understand? And Baba okay today the mothers are given the chance. There is the group of mothers because it's women's wing which is invited in particular. And the second is the medical wing. So those of the medical profession are invited. Now what will the mothers do? What wonders will you do? You have become members of the women's wing. It is good, is it not? All those who have become members have done a very good thing. Now, your list of names will be sent to the government. Don't get frightened. Why your list will be sent to the government? Don't worry, don't think that income tax people will come to you. Don't be afraid. With the names, the list of your names will be sent to the government so that they come to know that these mothers will become the world mothers and change the world, make this world better. So should we send your names to the government that all these mothers are going to make this world a heaven? Should we send your names to the government? Raise your hand if you think yes. Hope you are not frightened. And the mothers raise their hand. Don't get frightened. But make sure, be careful that because if your inquiry is done by the government, they will first want to know whether your homes have become a heaven. Because first charity begins at home, so first comes your home and then the world. If a government person comes to your house and he'll find out, he'll see whether your home is peaceful, happy. He'll see whether your home has become a heaven first, because only if you make your home heaven first, then you'll be able to make the world heaven. Or will you make the world heaven and not your home heaven? So first you have to make your home a heaven. Then others will also be affected. That because then it will be effective to, otherwise people will say, there is no heaven in your home, how can you make the world a heaven? Therefore, the mothers have to create such an atmosphere at home so that whoever comes there should be able to find they should be able to observe how much transformation, good transformation the mothers have brought at home. All the women's wing members, raise your hand. How many members are there? Baba is asking Chakradhari Ben. She is the coordinator of the women's wing. There are about 7,500 members in the women's wing. And how many have come? Baba is asking about 1,000. Chakradhari Ben says, so Baba says 1,000 is also a good number. Now those who raise their hand, you say, are your homes peaceful? Are your homes peaceful? And they are waving their hand and saying, yes Baba, raise your hand if your homes are peaceful. There's peace at home. Stand up, all those mothers who say that their homes are peaceful. And did you understand what Baba wants to know from you, or did you just stand up because you were told to stand up? Now, only those mothers stand up, those who think that their homes are peaceful, there is peace at home, and they are waving their hand while standing up, yes Baba. And Baba is telling Brother Ramesh, the photographer, to take their photograph. And Ramesh Bhai stands up on his chair to take the photograph of those mothers. Very good, sit down. You are very good, mothers, sit down. And the television crew, everyone's eyes on the mothers. Okay, should Baba send someone, some teachers to your homes to find out whether your homes are peaceful or not? And they all laugh. Baba says, no, you are very sensible, Baba knows. But there may be some mothers who did not understand what Baba is trying to say. Anyway, even if there is something not working well at home, after you return home, make that be all right. Then you'll be able to serve the world better. It's okay, is it not? Those who did not raise their hand, they also should go home and do this work. With your good wishes and pure feelings, you have to work with your family. Don't get angry with them. Never get upset. Never say harsh words to anyone. Because even that has its impact. See, in the Yajna history, there are so many examples that if their family members used to beat the mothers, because sometimes mothers are beaten at home, and those who used to beat them, literally, physically beat them, and the mothers would not speak harsh words, even then, they used to smile, they used to have good wishes for them, and having good wishes for them, pure feelings for even those people who used to beat them. Ultimately, those people started to surrender and they became Baba's children. So some mothers may say, but we are beaten at home and we are not given respect, nobody listens to us. But if some can change others with their good wishes and pure feelings, can't you change your family members with your good wishes and pure feelings? So with your good feelings, pure wish, your pure thoughts and your right behavior, ultimately they will soften. They will not be harsh with you, they'll soften. They'll become sweet with you. Therefore, mothers should first make sure that the family, your children, they also are influenced in a positive way. Some of you may say, but they don't listen to us. Okay, they may not listen to Gyan, but at least they should feel that your behavior is so good with them. Even if they have bad habits, even if they are very angry people, but they should say, you are very good. We may be bad, but my mother is very good, my wife is very good. At least this they should say. Then see how service will spread, so fast it will spread. So mothers, it's okay, is it right? Very good. See, your wing has also been given a chance to come to meet Baba. You're lucky, aren't you? Now, medical wing. Is your hand? Those are of the medical wing. Oh, even global hospital family, even that's of the medical wing. Yes. Many. There are many at the back too. Many in the front, on the side, at the back of the medical wing. Amongst the double foreigners, who anybody belongs to the medical wing? Anybody from the double foreigners? Doctor, paramedical, star, stand up. Yeah, you are few, no? So those, Dr. Hansa is sitting here from San Antonio. She's standing up. And Sister Gopi from Australia. And this sister, another sister from Australia. Anybody else? From the medical wing, medical profession. No one else among the double foreigners. About 150 double foreigners are here. Now Baba is addressing to the members of the medical wing. Medical wing can do very easy service, very good service. When patients come to you, because patients, only patients come to you. So, whenever patients come to you, usually or always patients think that their doctors are like God for them and they have very good feelings towards the doctor. If the doctor tells a patient, don't eat this, or this is not good for your health, he will not eat it. Even out of fear, he will not eat it. If some guru tells him, maybe he will not obey, but if a doctor tells him, he'll obey. Therefore, those of the medical wing have an easy way of service. For them, service is easy because whoever comes in your way should be served in this way. Well, you have to fix a time for that, because when you're working, then you can't do this service. But make a plan and let there be a method whereby any patient who's interested in Baba's Gyan, he should be invited at that particular time. And even for 15 minutes, half an hour, give them Baba's Gyan, give them the introduction. May not be possible during your working hours, but then at extra times, you can give them Baba's Gyan. Giving Baba's message is another thing, because that's also good. They're happy to get Baba's message. But then to give them Gyan, to give them knowledge of soul, supreme soul, because then only they become Rajyogis. If you give them message, then that won't make them Rajyogis. You have given the message to so many, haven't you, up to now? You hold different programs. Medical wing does so many programs. You go from village to village. There was a no tobacco campaign just now. You have leaflets, folders, you give, you hold programs, functions. But that's not enough. Unless you spare some extra time for them and give them an experience, then until then they cannot become students, or they will not become students. You'll notice that which result is the best. Only those who come to the Raj Yoga camps or do 1 week course, they get experience through yoga. Somebody gives them an experience of yoga, they become regular. Similarly, you also adopt some method whereby you are able to create students, because you want 900,000 Brahmins. They shouldn't be those who just get the message. 900,000 are those who will be the first subjects of Golden Age. So they will not be those who take the message only, but they should be regular students. Those who have had some experience. So, make a plan, do some method of serving in this way, because at the end they say 33 crore deities. Till Kali Yuga end, you need 33 crore, that is 330 million souls as your subjects and bhagats till the end of Kali Yuga. Because when you become kings, then you need subjects to rule over to, is it not? Therefore, first of all, you have to give some experience to them. Whoever gets even a little bit of experience cannot leave this knowledge. Otherwise, you are doing very good work to dispel someone's sorrow, to take away pain of someone through medicine. It's a good task. But it's not possible forever in this way. They'll take medicine and then the pain will go, but once they stop taking medicine, the pain comes back. But give them such a medicine so that the disease goes away forever, there's no trace of it anymore. That will be possible only through meditation. Still, of course, doctors, nurses, they are needed. So Baba is very happy to see them. When doctors get together, Baba is very happy to see them. That because you will be useful in the Brahmin family too. The time is coming closer, becoming more and more delicate, more and more diseases will also increase. Therefore, good doctors are needed for that too. Now, Baba asks the doctors, you are very good in your medical work. But are you having a balance of medicine and meditation? Just as you are busy in this task of medicine and you are progressing, similarly,
meditation maybe, but
is your stage in meditation also increasing? Those of the medical wing who think that their balance of meditation and medicine is good, that is, their meditation is also improving along with medicine, they raise their hand. Those who are having a balance of both medicine and meditation, there are very few who are raising their hands. Stand up, those who are having a balance, those who say that their medicine and meditation practice both are in balance. Stand up. Yes, did you understand the question? Yeah. So, now take their photograph too. Take their photograph, and Ramesh Bhai comes with his big camera to take the photograph of this of the medical wing members, of those who keep a balance of medicine and meditation. It is good. Sit down. What about this side? No, you didn't take photograph of those sitting on the sister's side. Those on this side? These photographs are going to be useful in the future, therefore all these things will be useful in the future, therefore your photographs are being taken. There are some here too. A few on the sister's side, and Ramesh Bhai is coming on the sister's side to take photograph. Okay, good. Yeah, the global hospital also needs the medical wing members, and therefore their photograph is being taken. Dr. Pratap is very happy. Nivema is very happy to hear these things. Okay. Bap Dada knows the importance of each profession, each wing, just as every organ of a physical body is important, essential. Even if one organ isn't there, then the lackness is felt, is it not? Similarly, every profession is of great, great importance. Bap Dada sees the medical wing group as the servers group. The only thing is that you should also devote some time to this service, means the service of serving souls spiritually. Some doctors say that they don't have time for serving spiritually, that is for giving Baba's Gyan to souls. Even if you don't get time, however much busy you may be, prepare a card, you know, print a card of your name. And in that card, some nice slogan should be on it. We should attract people. And in that card it should be written that if you want better type of medicine, you want to be served in a better way still, then you can go to this center or to this place and get better experience. Especially when you write your prescription, you know, in the prescription you write, take this medicine, take that medicine. So along with the prescription, you give me that card too. It can be possible. And someone can be affected, can be impressed through that, because people listen to doctors. And everyone has tension anyway. Nature too is creating tension. Then there's tension coming from the family. And the mind too creates tension on its own. Therefore, for leading a tension-free life, this is a medicine. Something you should write on that card, make it write attractive words on that card. Then what will happen? Along with that service, this service will also be added. It will be added in your account of service. Many do it, but those who don't should start doing it. You are double doctors, aren't you? You're not single doctors. As you are double doctors, you must serve in a double way. Are all of you okay in your service places, wherever you are serving? Hope everything is okay. Any problems there? Everything is okay. Are all of you okay? Raise your hand if you are okay. And many raise their hand. Okay. Well, those who are not okay will not raise their hand, no? You will feel embarrassed to raise your hand. But if you serve in a double way, that is, if you serve spiritually, then even low-kick service will become okay. Because you get strength through spiritual service, just as there is knowledge power, yoga power, dharana power. Similarly, there is service power too. You get power through service. There are 100 marks in all 4 subjects. It's 100 marks paper for each subject. Therefore, if you are able to accumulate in all the 4 subjects and you get, then your marks will increase in them. Okay, in one subject it could be 50%, another 75%, but the total will increase, won't it? Therefore, continue to accumulate in all the 4 subjects. Don't think that when Baba says keep a chart, many children think, they say, Baba, I tried to keep a chart, and on that day, the day I made a determined thought to write the chart, that day my day went so bad that I was embarrassed to write a chart, and therefore I stopped writing. Okay, never mind if the day went bad. On the contrary, if you write your chart on that day, it will improve the next day, won't you? You are very clever in making excuses. So did you understand? The doctors have to come first, is it not? Or do you want to come later on? Do you want to come first, is it not? In order to come first, you have to pay attention in this way and you will be able to increase your marks then. Because in Satyuga you don't have to become a doctor, is it? Isn't it? You have to become a king there. You are Raj Yogis. So as you are Raj Yogis and you have to become a sovereign, and you have to pay attention to those of the CAD group. You know, in the global hospital, there's a CAD group, coronary artery disease, regression group. Those who have either had heart attack before or have done the angiography or have a blockage, and through this CAD program they are able to overcome this problem. The doctor is Dr. Satish Gupta. There's a group of over 30. And Mama is saying that if through meditation and diet control and aerobics exercises, if you can't control it, you can change. It's very good through meditation. If it's possible to change, it's good. On one hand, you finish off your old karmas, and on the other hand, you accumulate for the future. There's great benefit in both ways. If you think that you are benefited through this CAD program, raise your hand, and they are raising their hand. About 30 people are sitting on chairs. Have you raised your hand? They're standing and raising their hand. Sit down, yeah. This also is a good research work, that how through thought power the coronary arteries blockage is removed. It is very good if it works in this way. It's a good method of doing research. And if research is done in this, what is this? It is thought power research, is it not? It is inventing a new method of service. And for that, using thought power for any type of invention too, there is need of stability of mind. And that stability of mind helps to accumulate thought power. You get a very good chance. You get a chance to be in Madhuban. You are able to finish your physical ailment, and your meditation also increases. Triple benefit. This group which has come is actually came last year, and this is the third time to Madhuban, and they become Brahmins. Muni Ben is standing up to say this time Baba Bombay has served. So Bombay Sevadharis, all those of Bombay, stand up. All the Sevadharis, all the Sevadharis of Bombay, Mumbai, stand up. The more many teachers, of course, many, I think over 1,000, maybe 1,500, Bombay all. The sisters in the front, they have the duty of the hall, and they've got big sashes on, red colored sashes on. Many standing at the back too, all Bombay is standing up. Very good. Sit down. You got like this chance of doing service, is it not? You like it, don't you? By doing service, it becomes a good means of coming to know so many Brahmins. You get introduction to so many Brahmins in the Brahmin family, and you also get a chance to serve in an unlimited way. And the power you receive through the service is also no less. See the dadis, the old ones whom you call the dadis. They have extra power in them. It is the power of service which they have done, which they are doing. They have extra power in them. You know, Baba coughed and Baba saying this musical instrument sometimes gets disturbed, you know. And everyone laughs. So Baba says that these dadis have served so much, that's why they have that power. And right from the end of the beginning to the they established, they were the pioneers of the yajna. And because of their hard work, their tolerance, their renunciation, which has led to you coming to Baba. You are like the fruit of their renunciation and tolerance, what Baba mentioned earlier. They did the service and you got the fruit. But they got the power of that service and you are seeing the fruit of how big this organization has become. But it's all based on the renunciation of these dadis. You have come at a time when everything is ready made for you. It's they who churned the cream and made the butter, and you have come at the time when it is time to eat the butter. Nivebai is saying something. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear. He's saying something and everyone is laughing. All the dadis are laughing. And okay, yes, there are the first Pandavas too. They did a lot of renunciation too. They're the Pandavas too, yes. Dada Vishwaratan, Dada Chandrahas. The two dadas are sitting here. And of course we have many senior brothers. So Baba Singh, the original jewels are sitting here. Even now, see, whenever there are big programs, they always say, some dadi should come, some dadi should come. So it is the fortune of the renunciation done by the dadis. You have done a lot of renunciation, haven't you? Baba is telling the dadis. There are so many stories of the yajna, telling of your renunciation. Because there are many sevadharis who serve everywhere, but you are the first ones. There are very good sevadharis everywhere. See how many centers they have opened. If Baba starts praising each one of you, it will take so many nights. And yes, each one is worthy of that much praise, because everyone has his speciality, and this speciality will remain. Okay. Babdada told you about the practice you have to do. Of stabilizing your mind in a second. That has to be paid attention to, because problems will come suddenly, and at that time, if you have thought power, your will power in you, then the problem will finish. And not just finish, but on the contrary, it will help you to progress even further. Now, all of you, do this practice right now, in this second. Stabilize your mind and intellect. Can you do it? And Baba goes into deep silence, teaching the children to practice deep silence of stabilizing the mind in one thought in a second and staying in it. And there is deep silence in the whole hall. Baba gives powerful drishti to everyone. Oh, we can feel from Baba's eyes how much stability there is. This inspires all the children here. Baba's powerful drishti takes everyone beyond in a second. What a powerful atmosphere, with more than 10,000, 12,000 Brahmins sitting in this diamond hall, with the majority of mothers in the hall. It's a beautiful scene
And today also Bhak Dada will take a round of the hall. Baba will give drishti in the hall. Baba continues in this way. Keep practicing throughout the day. Okay. The elevated souls in all four corners. To all the souls who have an elevated part at the beginning, in the middle, and at the end too. Those who use the method of elevated thoughts to get an experience, and in this way experiment with their pure thoughts, pure elevated thoughts, who with their willpower increase all their powers, who control their mind and intellect, to such children who always do these experiments, Bap Dada's Yad Pyar and Namaste. Bap Dada is seeing the children of this land as well as foreign lands. Those who have sent Yad Pyar, or who converse with Baba in their thoughts too, that reaches Baba. Even now, with the power of science, you are able to listen to Baba's voice, to the Murli, through these facilities of science, to those children too. To all the children, to every child from each country, Bab Dadas, Yad Pyar, love and remembrance. Special Yad Pyar to Janak child. Sari Janki, Baba calls her Janak. Janak child. Because she is here through her mind. Though physically, in the body, if the physical body is there in London, but her mind is here. Therefore, Yad Pyar to everyone with names.